Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
I haven't thought about this song in You're gonna make me have to work.
This is on that started it all, man.
Yeah.
And that man to your right, he reviewed all of the songs.
Yes, I did.
We don't have time for that in the moment. We don't have time for that in the moment. We got stuff that we need to do in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. On a Wednesday. I appreciate you hanging out with us. Always get involved with the program by texting in to the 5-Hour Energy fan line. That's 5-Hour Energy, the official energy shot of Sports Radio 610 and football super fans. That new Stand the Man flavor, you in on it?
I love it, man. It's super good, man.
Okay, very good.
So, I just found out. So all this time, I've been drinking the 5-Hour Energies wrong.
That's what I told you.
Yeah, so apparently you're supposed to drink half of the bottle.
Yeah.
Correct.
And then an hour and a half later, drink the other half.
Correct.
I was just taking it to the head,
I think,
man.
You're in the majority there, not the minority.
I was just taking it to the head.
Yeah, everybody's like, I'm not keeping track of this.
Yeah.
I'm drinking it now. I'm being done with it.
Take it to the head. Throw the bottle away. You're supposed to sip on it.
I guess.
Then you're popping.
I love that. Yeah. You said that like you got some brown look at the club or something. You're supposed to sip on this. All right. We're over halfway through the Texans season thus far. 9 out of 17 weeks down, 6-3, your Texans are. I don't know why I turned the Yoda there. But let's give out some Texans midseason awards. I almost felt weird deploying this today, but I felt even weirder trying to deploy it yesterday or the day before just because.
Should have done it at halftime of the game Thursday night.
Yeah, I don't know. Would you have felt. I guess you would have felt all right doing it at halftime considering they were up at that moment, right?
Yeah.
But. Let's go ahead and give our midseason awards. And easy enough, let's start with offensive player of the first half for this team. And I say easy enough, but I think with some of these ones that you would view as, oh, that's easy, you just give it two. Mm-hmm. As soon as you go, you fill in that blank of two, there's another one in there that you go, huh, well, maybe.
Yeah.
Who's the first name that came to mind, Joe Mixon. Lopez? Joe Mixon?
Joe Mixon is the offensive MVP. As much as what CJ Stroud does, I do think I know who you're talking about.
And his name is Nico Collins. Immediately. Those two both, I don't know how to choose between them because you would almost want to go with the tiebreaker of, well, who's played more games. But at this point, it's about the same.
Who had the biggest impact? It's almost a toss-up.
100%, especially when you see the ways that
Mixon hadn't played all the games either.
Either of their parts of the offense have fared without them, right? Nico Collins has gone and the passing game has not been all that sweet in the way that it had been when Joe Mixon was not playing. The run game, not nearly as tenable as what you have. And so it feels like those two guys, in highlighting which of these guys ultimately ends up being the offensive player of the first half for your Texans, really points out the fact that, oh, wow, you're dealing with a lot of individual brilliance on making this offense go.
And when has the offense looked its absolute best? Obviously, when they're both on the field.
Week one?
Yeah. But Nico, maybe just as impactful in terms of carrying the offense, as Joe Mixon, in an entirely different way, of course. You know,
so we ultimately have to make the decision.
I'm gonna say Mixon.
You're going with Mixon, Figgy. Yeah. Where are you feeling?
I'm gonna go Nico. Mm-hmm.
I also want to go Nico.
Yeah,
and so
it's not a bad pick. Like I said, it's something with him, you know, and, yeah. he can transform the offense.
Yeah. Unless we want to do co-offensive player of the first half and really split the baby.
Yeah, I'm gonna go Nico because remember coming into the season we had Stephon Diggs as the number one.
Yeah.
And I had no idea Nico was going to do this. I knew he was good, but I had no idea. And if he would have waited for that contract, he would have got probably a lot more.
Certified boogeyman. He didn't want to up the score with you. That's where he is at in my mind with Nico, as Nico Collins. And so really looking forward to, as we're going to get some more news today, seeing where he is. Because that was one of the answers that D'Amico gave us where he's like, you know, we'll just kind of monitor him through this week and see. Yeah. And we know D'Amico tends to be a little conservative, and not just him, but this team tends to be a little conservative bringing folks back. The earlier that we can see if he is, you know, getting back into action and then maybe they'll activate him, maybe the more optimism that you might have for him playing on Sunday, because he'd really
need to it.
All right, so I'm going to go ahead and put Nico Collins, congratulations. You are the in-the-loop Texans offensive player of the first half.
He'll get the money in the helmet.
What money? Oh, and I thought we were giving that to charity. We can't get that. He don't need it. Honestly, I imagine if you tried to give Nico Collins my piddly cash.
Yeah, what are we doing here?
He'd be like, nah, that's fine.
Just keep it.
All right. Defensive player of the first half.
A little tougher for me.
Tougher?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think the easy answer is Will Anderson Jr.
Correct.
That's the easy answer. But there's also the guy whose name you very rarely hear called, and there's a reason for that. And you know, as much as they've given up a lot of touchdowns, you know, Derek Stingley's been pretty damn good.
That's not the name that I thought I would go to.
Yeah, Derek Stingley's been pretty damn good.
He has been good.
And it's only because, like, he hasn't made a lot of interceptions. He hasn't, you know, the secondary is still, as we mentioned yesterday, giving up the most touchdowns in the NFL. So you're thinking, well, you can't be. I'm going to lean Will Anderson, by the way. That's my answer. But I think you got to give. Derek Stingley a lot of credit.
Derek Stingley wasn't the other name that I was thinking of. The other name that I was thinking of is a dude that's been referred to as the heart and soul of this defense. He's missed quite a few games, but Azeez Al-Shaair has been fantastic. It just would be tough to give him the award having missed the time. And like, you guys having guys like Neville Hewitt and Henry Toto and obviously Jake Hansen, who's done a little bit, but guys like that step in and fill in like pretty admirably. Will Anderson Jr. feels like
he's made everybody better, at least in the front seven.
And then
you can argue in the secondary.
100%. The front seven has made the people better on the back end. Like, it feels like Will Anderson Jr. has to have that one. But Wesley on the YouTube, Azeez for me, from the 3-4-6, Will Anderson and Stingley have been paying off 100%. And so, yeah, all these come in. Like, this defense, obviously, as a unit, is just going to be a lot more collaborative anyways. Mm-hmm. But it feels like that's a Will Anderson Jr. with a little bit of a hat tip to Danil, who has not gotten a lot of love necessarily because the sacks aren't there. And I understand that is a level above pressures. But those pressures are there in a big way as well.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. Defense player of in loop defense player of the first half. I think we have to give it to Will Anderson Jr. How about this? Rookie of the first half.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm a big fan of Kamari Lassiter, but what do I say about Kalen Bullock? The ball finds him.
Sure does.
The ball does find him. Still going to go with Lassiter, I think. And here it feels weird because I'm talking about how the secondary needs help, but it's not necessarily like his fault. Like, you got to look at Jalen Petrie, you got to look at safety positions and everything else. I think Kamari Lassiter.
I was going to go with Kalen Bullitt.
See, he's a good pick.
Dude. Biggie, break the tiebreaker.
Yeah.
I got to go with Lassiter, man.
Ah, okay. Yeah. I'm not mad at it. Yeah. Like, that caused me, I felt like I was having heart palpitation. There was anxiety when he was not available to play.
Mm-hmm.
And with all due respect to D'Angelo Ross, like, it was very apparent.
Oh, that's a great point.
How quickly it became, oh, throw the ball over there.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it was very apparent how quickly that popped up.
And how important he was.
100%. Yeah. Now, of course, Kalen Bullock has been there, and he's had to come up and step up for a missing Jimmy Ward, right, mm-hmm. who has missed a lot of time. 8-3-2, a little bit of a hipster pick. Not with all due respect, give me some Tim Settle for defense player. Like, he's been good.
You can almost toss a hat on some of those defenses.
Yeah,
they've all had their.
Yeah,
moments.
I was going to mention Mario Edwards.
One of those ones.
Probably
for sure.
Not he just needs some love. I wouldn't say the defensive player of the year.
Exactly.
He needs some love for
honorable
sure.
Mentions.
I think Mario Edwards is the runaway winner in the next category.
Ooh, surprise! Biggest surprise of the first half.
Yep,
gotta be.
Yep,
gotta be. I mean, we didn't even know if he was going to be on the squad.
Yeah, I remember when we got the news that they signed him. I was just like, well,
all right.
Like, all right. he was up in Seattle. Okay, cool. Another body.
Yeah, how big of an impact can he really have? Dude was...
Man.
It's like you can't wait to the point where you can't wait to get him back.
100%, right? Like, you felt comfortable allowing Khalil Davis to go, who has been, he's been solid. Like, honestly, you look at the defensive tackle... I know it's not a room in and of itself, but you understand what I mean. You look at the defensive tackle room on this team, and it's a lot of guys that you're like, fine, they can get the job done, right? And Mario Edwards, in theory, should have been one of that group of guys.
Mm-hmm.
He came in and instantly made it very, very clear that, oh, no, like, this is a different level.
Yeah.
And that was super necessary early on in the season. Get back from that suspension soon, because he's also going to be very helpful in this defense. Like, imagine as this defensive line, I believe now they've fallen to the second most pressure on quarterbacks for a defensive line. Add Mario Edwards back into that mix again and see what it looks like with Will and Daniil now seeing those sacks stack up as well. And then add in Danico Autry in there as well. Like, there's a lot of things happening there. All right. So shout out to Mario Edwards. Your surprise, biggest surprise of the first half. And finally, we end with this. The biggest disappointment.
All right, so this is the most difficult one, and it's also sort of a reflection of where the Texans are as a team. Because you have a lot of candidates here. So I'm looking at this, Figgy, and I'm like, I think Dalton Schultz could be on that list.
100%.
Mm-hmm. I think John Metchie could be on this list. And let me be very clear on this.
My bad, I'll let you cook.
John Metchie told us last year, and again this year, but he told us last year, I don't want people to treat me about like the guy that, you know, overcame cancer. And I'm paraphrasing, but he was on this show, Figgy.
Yeah.
I don't want to be talking about, you know, my ace, you know, the knee injuries and everything else. I want to be, you know, judged for who I am. Well, he's a second round pick. I mean, I'll do what John Metchie has requested a year ago and again this year. Treat me like a second round pick. Dude hadn't done anything.
Correct. But you've also like stacked this with offensive players that sit in ahead of him.
Yeah. But he's had opportunities.
He has had some opportunities. This one gets a lot of places. Before we get into some of the answers, I did want to remember the surprise that I forgot to honorable mention surprise. Henry Toto.
Oh, yeah.
Playing at the level that he has. Yeah. Like, I didn't want to give him a hat tip there. Yeah. So it's sad that there's so many disappointment possibilities.
Yeah, I didn't even get to the rest of them.
On
go
the YouTube, someone said Tank Dell, maybe. Because I think that's that along with Dalton Schultz off of the five-headed monster, 3,000-yard receiver type thing.
Obviously, Kenyon Green.
Kenyon Green pops up. Somebody said Tunsil for sure.
I think Tunsil's on the list. The false starts... the vibe, the feeling that maybe, you know, his presence in the room doesn't help. I'll put it that way. You know, I'm not even gonna say attitude because that has a really bad connotation, but just sort of like he's not what you would want in an anchor left tackle leadership wise.
I'm
you
gonna
know?
Lean back on one of those lazy words.
Yeah,
the vibes. You know, just not great vibes.
Yeah. Obviously, Jimmy Ward's on the list. There's a lot of guys on this list.
Yeah, and this is the thing is Brevin Jordan pops up.
He's on the list.
With no fault of his own, but it's kind of amazing how important Brevin Jordan feels or felt as soon as like he left and you were looking up and you're like, hey, actually, Brevin Jordan would have been helpful in that situation. Brevin Jordan wouldn't have been helpful there. That's a guy that you acquired for a day three pick, right? And so, yeah, man, like that. It's
so where are we landing?
I did not realize that this would be so difficult to come up with this final one.
I mean, it's got to be Kenyon Green for me. Even though we didn't have exceedingly high expectations, there were some expectations.
You know what? There are no rules as we just kind of put this together, and we did not specify the rules being that the disappointment or any of these things outside of the rookie offensive and defense player has to be an individual player. The entire offensive line can hold this.
Yeah.
I was thinking that.
If we're not going to make it that specific, Bobby Slowick can hold some of this too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this was expected to be the next step in the progression. Shout out to 832. That text comes in immediately after I say it on the 5-Hour Energy fan line. Like, this was supposed to be a next progression in an offensive head coach that after his rookie year was being considered for head coaching positions.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Honestly, and I don't think he deserved this whole award on his own. But I'm a little disappointed in C.J. Stroud, man. I feel like we were talking about MVP with C.J. Stroud. And, I mean, he's not having a bad year, but I kind of expected him to take that big step.
If the category is disappointment, I think he could maybe be a little bit on the back end of that list.
Dishonorable mention.
Yeah. I don't think it's the biggest disappointment.
Right. He's not. Yeah.
But I am a little disappointed.
Mm-hmm. That one feels like more of a...
That could fall into the offensive line, into Bobby Slowick. So that's a whole chain effect right there.
I think because the buck stops here type beat, right, when it comes to Bobby Slowick, I think that he has to hold this, right? Because not only that, it feels like he's not giving CJ a lot of answers in trying to solve for the offensive line. He is ultimately responsible for his offense along with the offensive line. And, you know, the question's coming in, right? Can Bobby Slowick scheme up a run game? Do you feel like you have a good answer there?
Mm-hmm.
It's like he got too many weapons and don't know what to do with them.
No. Look, Bobby Slowick absolutely has to, as you said, carry this a little bit. And I think he's on the list. So where are we landing here?
Bobby Slowick. Hold this award for the time being. It's the first half, though. You can you had us in the first half, right? You can get us in the second half, and that begins Sunday night with the Detroit Lions, one of the best teams in football, coming to town. So you got to handle yours. You got to handle up your business as you begin the second half for the Houston Texans. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. An interesting note that we might have to talk more about in what's popping. Jarrett Patterson is practicing. What does that mean? We'll talk about that and more in what's popping next.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.